Wakey, wakey, up and at 'em. Happy Monday, 5 minutes past six. And Snow FM at breakfast. Simo Wrighty with you and a battered and bruised Jordan also in the house.
Stop trying to distract people. You know what we do first thing on a Monday morning, Simo.
Oh, I know only too well what we get up to on a Monday morning.
So stop trying to sidetrack with doing weather and stuff. No one really cares about that. it's your turn to do a shot, and I've got something brilliant lined up for you.
Is it like replenishing? Is it going to like help me in any way, shape, or form?
Come back to me on that one.
Because again, if it's horrid, I will break you.
I'd like to see you try.
Shawn Mendes, right now. If I can't have you, you actually don't think I could?
No.
Here's your Monday. Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out.
And because it is Monday, Simo, every single Monday we do a shot of a health drink.
We begin the week as best that we can. We're living our best life, Jordan.
Exactly. It's the best thing to start the week. This week it is me who is providing the drink for you.
Yes, bartender.
I've gone for some lime juice in this little shot glass here, to which I'm going to add some cracked pepper. Should I crack the pepper now?
Yeah, go for it. Get that. Here we go.
What's scintillating radio this
is? Yeah, go for it.
This is cracked pepper live.
Yeah.
There you go. How much should I do?
I think that's probably enough. And he puts some more in. Alrighty. I've done a bit of research as well. So apparently lime juice, I think this might be your mistake, Jordan, because it's going to turn me into a superhuman.
Oh, really?
Apparently it promotes the consumption of more water throughout your day once you have a lime juice call. Oh, someone's already calling through.
For the
Ah, dear, so good.
I was going to say, do you know what the health drinks of pepper are? Because I'm judging by my work here.
Good morning.
You're not going to have any of them.
Who have we got there? Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, who have we got there this morning?
William.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is the shot master.
William, you by chance don't want to just call in to affirm the fact that Simo will do the shot?
Nah, Simo's not gonna.
It's Jordan this morning.
We didn't even get to explaining this part of the thing, and it's already called in.
It's our courier mate from Canberra. William, we haven't spoken to you in a couple of weeks, mate. You're doing well?
I put a lot of pepper in here.
Yeah, doing well, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, Jordan, mate, you're gonna have to sink this one now, as it happens.
So essentially, if we do get a call, which
we have.
Unfortunately, William did call in. The shot gets reversed onto the provider, which...
Yeah, correct.
This week happens to be me, which is...
He's played the reversal there. He's the ultimate Uno player.
I know.
All right, Jordan. William, give the man a countdown if you can. He's going to sing this
one. Can you give me a countdown from, like, 99 or something, just so we have...
from five. From
four,
five. There you go.
Three, two, one.
Technically, that was from three, but never mind.
Come on, Jordan. Make it happen. How's that? Feels good? dear. Tastes good?
No. I think I prefer this flavor on potato chips, to be honest.
William, thank you so much for that, mate. You have a cracking day.
Yeah, thanks, William.
So good.
Oh, that's sour.
Coloured's talk. Right here on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out.
Go on any dates over the weekend, Simo?
Not that I should tell you.
Ah, interesting.
It's as good as confirmation, that really, isn't it?
Mm.
But how do you, are you a big dater? Do you take people out, do a massive spread, of course?
Yeah, of course. We go down to the nearest pub.
By spread, I, of course, mean food.
Yes. And by food, I normally mean chicken schnitzel.
Yeah, well, the stats are in about, well, people that go out on dates aren't actually there for the romantic attachment. They're there for, like, a whole other reason.
Oh, really?
Do you know what that is?
Company.
No, it is food.
Come here, I'm gonna eat you. I'm bigger than you, I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly!
Is that you on your last date?
That was. So, recently there's been a survey being done of approximately, well, it's over 1,000 women, and mm-hmm. two-thirds said they'd never been on a foodie call. Now, a foodie call is opposite to a booty call, apparently.
I see.
So it's a bit of a play on words. Apparently, a foodie call is when someone goes out on a date with the other person purely just for the food. Because, like, you know how there's that tradition of, like, the guy potentially handing over the cash?
Mm.
Although I know you operate in a card-orientated world.
I do.
So that means one in three for this particular survey going out on dates just for a free meal despite having no interest in the dating material. I didn't know that I was
starving till I tasted you. Did you just want to do this story so you could play all these music grabs?
It makes me think that maybe Hailee Steinfeld there, she was in like that one third. Mm. And that song is just completely about the local buffet.
So what, the moral of this story is don't date Hailee Steinfeld?
Correct. Why don't we encouraging you to do some international travel? It is Snow FM Breakfast, and it's Simo and Jordan waking you up.
I think I might just go book my tickets.
Book your tickets, get some sand shoes, and then just start running.
I hear Brazil's quite nice this time of year.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of crime, maybe.
Yeah, but if you ignore that.
And Brazil is probably the one place I think Forrest Gump did not get to. Would that be right? In the movie?
Well, coming from someone who hasn't seen the movie, I'm going to say yes.
Oh, my.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Never know what you're going to get, but what we have got this morning is the fact that it has been how long since Forrest Gump was released?
25 years.
So we were looking for Forrest Gump this morning.
Or we would have also accepted the actor, who is, of course, Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom.
No, I'm joking. It's Tom Hanks.
Woody from Toy Story.
Woody from Toy Story.
That guy.
We would have accepted Woody from Toy Story as well.
So, speaking of film quotes, I wanted to also bring up the fact that there is an Australian treasure who has been...
Thank you for calling me a treasure.
She's been punking the Australian media. So quite often we like to stage a bit of a Ash Barty party. Yeah, all about it.
Mm.
So Ash Barty, she's been, you know, doing her press conferences and that kind of thing. But she's actually been slipping, like, film quotes.
Ah, interesting. Very
into
clever.
All her press conferences.
Has she used the box of chocolates one yet?
No, she hasn't. She's been focusing on the Disney side of things.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So would you like to... I think I've got it here. Are you interested in what she's getting up
so
to?
So no one's been able to pick it up?
No one.
Because I haven't, but I haven't really studied her press conferences
it's
that much.
It's actually brilliant. This is Ash Barty, of course, our tennis Australian treasure at the moment.
I mean, we kind of came into it thinking kind of like a Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
No,
I chat to my niece
up.
And over and over she just tells me you can go to infinity and beyond.
To infinity and beyond.
For me, sometimes I look at a shot, I play a shot, and then I think, you know, the seaweed's always greener in someone else's lake.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake.
That's the one, I reckon. That's the one that stitched her up.
I just like the difference between male and female tennis players. You've got her doing Disney quotes and having fun, and then you got the blokes just throwing chairs.
She's playing tonight in Wimbledon, and I really hope that she continues on with it. But I just love the arrogance.
Mm.
Like, she probably could have got away with Hakuna Matata. It's enough of, like, a relevant term, right? And then...
Is it?
Yeah, I feel like people use Hakuna Matata just out and about, going about their day.
Yeah, not convinced, but yeah, I'll go with it.
And then there's the second one, like, if you didn't know the film quote, if you said, oh, I believe that I can go to infinity and beyond, you're like, okay, yeah, cool, that seems fine. But then when you drop the seaweed is always greener in someone else's lake...
That's a bit of a weird one.
Game over, set match... Juice advantage, tiebreaker.
You're just saying tennis words now, aren't you?
Forehand. Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, what do you reckon the weirdest craze that has struck the world has been?
There's been some weird ones.
Mm.
I thoroughly enjoyed the Harlem Shake.
That was a goodie.
That was a fun time. What's the latest?
The latest, which is sweeping American supermarkets, is tampering with goods and then putting them back on the shelf.
Say, wait, hold up, that didn't process. Go again?
So there's a craze sweeping across America of tampering with goods in a disgusting way and then putting them back on the shelf.
No, I did see this. There's a photo of a woman who going through a supermarket. There it is. And she opens up the lid of the ice cream.
Yeah.
Licks it. pops the lid back on, and then just pops it back in the fridge. No worries.
Yeah, I know. Disgusting. That is the slightly older one. There is a brand new one, though.
Oh, man.
Of a woman.
Right.
In America who went to get some mouthwash.
Oh, right. Like Listerine. Yeah.
Yeah, like Listerine. Took a big swig of the mouthwash, swished it around her mouth a couple of times.
Swished it.
Spat it back into the bottle, put the lid on, popped it back on the shelf.
Why?
Why do people do this?
I have no idea. I don't have any answers for you, Jordan. I'm on the same page.
I don't have any answers either. Just like, why? She just put the video online and it's been viewed 17 million times of just people saying, why?
I mean, things were simpler with the Harlem Shake.
Exactly.
I think I've actually, hold up, is it? Do the Harlem Shake. Life was simpler.
It really was when you could just do a
now
dance.
People licking ice creams and soaking up the mouthwash and putting it back in the bottle.
But my favourite thing about this is tampering with goods like this is actually a federal offence, and they've just filmed themselves breaking the law and put it online.
It's all for the gram.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I Won What?
The Wheel of I Won What? It is all thanks to Snowy Mountain Shuttles. We spin it around, much like Kylie Minogue.
Does she spin around, does she?
She does spin around upon occasion. And we'd like to welcome first caller through.
It's Darren, I believe. We have Darren. Are you there?
Yep.
How are you today, Darren?
Good. Not too bad.
Fantastic. What's on the menu for breakfast at Darren's household this morning?
Porridge.
Oh, porridge. Are you a porridge man?
Yep.
Simo, are you a porridge man?
Wait, hold up. Do you take... So, I had a big issue with porridge growing up.
Oh, really?
Up. Yeah, yeah.
Have we struck a nerve?
You take from the sides, right?
Do you want me to be like your counselling? Come on, Simo, sit on the couch. What's the porridge done to you?
Do you take from the sides, Darren? Is that how that works?
Yep.
Yep, good form. And then is there any sugar or honey involved for your good self?
Brown sugar.
Oh, a bit of brown sugar. Well, nice. Are you ready to spin this wheel, Darren?
Yep.
A little bit like Kylie Minogue?
I was loving the music grabs this morning. I can only apologise.
Give it a spin, Darren. Let's get it going.
Yowza.
Do we have any porridge vouchers on the wheel?
No, we don't have any tickets to Kylie either.
Disappointed.
This morning, well, you don't drink. This happens to him quite often. You don't. Do you drink coffee or not? I'm confused.
Yeah.
Oh, you do drink the coffee?
Yeah.
He partakes?
He's not like me. He's
right.
A coffee drinker.
Well, he's landed on the coffee voucher at Macca's in Cooma.
Nice. Well
which
done.
Is handy because you're in Cooma this morning, right, Darren?
Yep.
Mate, any fog down there? You're obviously still in your pyjamas.
No, it's nice and sunny.
Nice.
Well, mate, have a fantastic day. Score yourself that coffee as well. Have a good one, Darren.
Thank you. Bye.
Darren there this morning. Scoring himself a coffee with the Wheel of I Won What, thanks to Snowy Mountain Shuttles. Back tomorrow, Jordan. Perhaps chuck some of your hair on that wheel again. Get it shorn off.
I think not.
FRIENDS, friends this morning, Marshmallow and Anne-Marie. It's Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, and at the risk of ruining this cool guy image that I have, the moment I'm going to admit that before this weekend, I'd never actually been skiing.
Do I just let that go? Like, the idea that you have a cool guy image, I'll just let that one pass?
I just assumed it was a given. What are you trying to say? Is it not?
All right, we'll move on.
Look at this haircut. I mean, it's the hair of someone who got out of bed and hasn't even attempted to do it this morning.
So you hired some skis over the weekend.
I did. I went up to Charlotte Pass, which amazing scenery there. It's beautiful, and everyone there was very friendly as well and very helpful because I was utterly useless. So the ski high place, when you come out, there's a few small stairs and then a very, very, very minor hill that you have to walk down.
Okay.
And literally, I almost stacked it walking out of the door.
Oh, right.
I know, so I had skis in one hand, boots on my feet, the poles, the gloves, the helmet, the lot.
That's everything.
I was fully kitted out.
That's everything you could possibly need.
Yes.
I mean, maybe a couple of other things that you could have used.
In hindsight, maybe bubble wrap, just kind of wrapped around me. That would have been useful as well. So I went, I had a lesson with a very good instructor. It was very helpful with me. And I made a list of the things that I crashed into.
Oh, how cool.
So I fell, I just fell over twice, which
yeah.
I think is quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Just fell over on the snow.
Only twice.
I also crashed into a tree.
Nailed it.
That wasn't painful. A fence, a small child, and a snow gun twice.
Oh.
I crashed into one of the snow guns twice. So if there's no snow up there,
so did it shoot,
I've broken
did it
the
shoot
gun.
You like back out?
Well,
like,
no, well, no, because otherwise I would have been dead.
Oh, right.
So no, it was switched off, which I was very happy about.
I've had an idea, Jordan.
Oh no.
Right? So like skiing.
Oh, no, I'm always worried whenever you have ideas.
For people like you, what do you reckon in regards to Zorb skiing?
Yeah. No.
It's just like,
look, I was already out of control on the skis, let alone when I'm in a Zorb ball.
Snow FM and breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuminissan.
And SMO, a scene that happens in pretty much every airport, I'd say, in the world nowadays, due to these low-budget carriers that we have.
Okay.
Is the classic, you put your bag on the thing to check in, and the check-in lady says, oh no, your bag's too heavy. Hey, please pay a $7,000 fee in order to take your bag.
See, I only ever do carry-on.
Do you yeah, carry-on. Carry-on's very good.
Yeah.
I love carry-on. Okay, just getting sidetracked. But my favourite thing about carry-on is after the flight when you get on, everyone's milling around the carousel and you just bugger off out of the airport.
So long,
you
suckers.
You can literally be, there are some airports you can be off the plane, through the airport. I try and set myself a target, I think 30 seconds.
But back on taking your baggage on a flight.
Yes, back on something. There.
Thank you.
So what a lot of people do when they're in this situation is take stuff out of their bags, like extra clothes, and wear them. What one Scottish man did over the weekend, I read.
Did he pack his kilt?
No.
Okay.
Well, might have done. I don't know. But he put 15 different shirts on just to avoid
gold
paying the extra fee. Now, a couple of things I love about this is Scottish, it's in the middle of summer there, which I know is Scottish summer. Apparently, they're having heat waves.
Mm.
So walking through 15 shirts on, you're going to get a bit warm. There's another thing I love is that imagine maybe, say, 10 years ago, someone walking through security with 15 shirts on might have been a bit suspicious. Nowadays, the security guards are like, oh, well, that's, you know, that's the fourth person we've had do that today.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It would raise...
Mm.
For me, if I was working security, you see a guy walk through with 15 jumpers on, you're like, mate, step aside.
Mm.
But then they're like, also, he's Scottish, let him go. Just let him...
Yeah, you're fine. Go through, mate.